Number one sports betting show coming out of Fat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Here we go, Tony.
Attaboy. First, woo! That's Boston Connor.
Miss you, Gumpy.
The non-bearded wonder.
Mm-hmm.
The Boston sensation.
Oorah. Respectfully.
Oorah. Gumpy's not here. Gumpy fell to the vid.
T's and P's, brother.
Not dead, not dead, not dead.
No. No, not a fallen soldier.
Not. He didn't fall that far, but he does have the vid. So Gumpy will be out this week. Mm-hmm. So Connor was nice enough, said, hey, I'll fucking come in and talk some gambling with you.
I'd love to.
I know you do.
Because a lot of the time I get the information, and then right when the game starts, I think, did I place this bet? Boom, I didn't. So now I get a chance to fucking hammer these out, uh-huh. Get prepared, especially with college football actually back now that we got some games. Hey, great call on UTEP.
Thank you.
Great call on UTEP Saturday. Free money. Free fucking money.
Tell you what, there was a lot of pressure on UTEP on Saturday night.
A lot.
When you only give out one pick on the weekend, you want it. And you have the Excel that I have.
Uh-huh.
You want it to be right.
Exactly. And that's why I'm so confident in week two here.
UTEP was a soak, though. The fucking faucet was running from beginning. It was 14-0 3 minutes in, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, right away. And then it was 17-0. And that's when I texted you, like, I mean, I don't want to jinx it, but...
Fucking Bruce tried jinxing it.
Uh-huh.
Congrats to Bruce on his Illinois pick.
Yep, good pick, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce.
Good pick, Brucey. Money line, they won straight up.
Nebraska, that'll be a team that I will not bet on.
Yeah, fade Nebraska.
Can't fucking... Adrian Martinez looks fucking terrible again. Hey.
Tony, I have something to actually say about that.
Oh, Adrian, you took Martinez, that team, didn't you? You took
can't
Nebraska.
Hit
didn't.
Water if he fell out of a fucking boat.
Oh!
Also, it said he was a junior. That dude's been there for like 4 years. He absolutely stunk, but... Telling you right now, UCLA to win the ACC is not a bad bet.
Okay.
They looked okay. Great.
So, hold on, what do you think about them like going up against a Clemson, though?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, they don't really have to play Clemson.
Well,
you said
to,
ACC.
To win the ACC, Mitt, they're going to have to beat Clemson.
I meant Pac-12.
Yeah, we know. Wow. We know. Hey, but that's a good pick. Chip Kelly's boys, they were looking tough.
Mitt, Pfizer Chip Kelly, he's back.
To your point. Oh, by the way, call the money line 1-833-462-2333.
Hell yeah.
Ticker's not here. We'll work on that tomorrow. 1-833-462-2333. I think Zeke's back there. Thank you, Zeke.
Thank you, Zeke.
He didn't say you're welcome.
No,
dude.
He's probably on the phone.
Mitt, is he on the phone?
Yeah, he actually just a second hung up.
Will you yell thank you, Zeke?
Thank you, Zeke.
He just picked up a phone.
Okay.
We'll get the timing right eventually.
Shit. Hey, Mitt.
Hey, Tony.
For UCLA to win the...
Oh, there he is.
To win the Pac-12. They are plus 1,200.
Hop on them now. That is only... Actually, no, they're probably going to lose LSU this weekend.
Tell you what, though. You could have them win the Pac-12 South plus 750.
Ooh.
Did you just say they're probably going to lose the LSU this weekend?
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with them winning the Pac-12.
Yeah, that's fine. They can lose to LSU.
Are no, you I know, fucking, but that has to do with their odds. This weekend, dude?
It has to do with their odds. I was saying hop on it now, but their odds are probably going to go down. I think LSU is going to have a huge weekend this weekend. Yeah.
It sure feels like you drank 800 beers you last did. Night after your Jake Paul victory.
I was just saying, speaking of that, Mitt put $1,000 on Jake Paul to win.
And I also put $50 on him to win by decision, which was a plus 1,000 pick that I gave out on this show here. Hammer Don pays to listen. But
hell yeah. It does pay to listen.
It was a great hit. I told everybody in the office, nobody tailed me, I think. I think everybody actually bet on Tyron Woodley if they put a play in the office.
I did.
Other than me. So, let's go.
Did you take Jake Paul or Woodley?
I was actually on both sides of the fence in this one. I took knockout for both guys, so I lost all of my bets, which was awesome. It was very fun. And that was after, and I need to emphasize this. I fucking hate Mike Glennon. This motherfucker, with 10 seconds left in the Pats' final preseason game, throws a Hail Mary where there was offensive pass interference that they didn't call. They score a touchdown. touchdown. Oh. Pats win 22-20. I have Pats by -3. I said on Saturday night, you know what, I'm just done with the preseason. I just don't know how to bet it. Don't want to do it. And then right before the game, I was like, you know what? Yeah, I know how to bet it. The Pats always win in the preseason. They fucking don't. So fuck you, Mike Glennon, you piece of shit.
That was a tough one. That was a brutal. Tough beat. Another bad beat. The New York Jets, Hail Mary, two-point conversion with no time left.
None.
If you did listen to the show this week, though, and you put together an 11-team parlay, like I did, of teams that you knew were playing their starters, you hit that 11-team parlay.
That's right. That's a juicy parlay, too.
Well, it was 11 teams, but two of them were void. One was the tie between the Jets and the Eagles, and then the other one was Saints and whoever didn't get to play the Saints because of the hurricane. By the way, shout out to everyone dealing with the hurricane.
T's and P's.
Hope you're all right.
Good luck.
But no, every single other one. The Chiefs. Oh, sounds on. The Chiefs were blowing out the Vikings, held on at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Bills blew out the Packers. Ravens, wow. You couldn't bet against. They're 20-0 in the preseason.
Yeah.
Shout out Jim Harbaugh. You know, 20-0, more important than Dobbins being hurt. Shout out.
Yikes.
Bears over Titans with Fields. Bucks won. Their stars were playing. Broncos won. Their stars were playing. Seahawks dominated. Their stars were playing.
Yep.
Jags. Niners.
Jags crushed the Cowboys, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence
looked a lot better.
Yeah, he did.
Cowboys did not look good this preseason.
No.
They're 0-4. Not that that...
Doesn't mean anything, but yeah, they did not look good. Their offense.
Giants also didn't look great this preseason. Their starters didn't play until this last one.
Yeah.
The Cowboys' offensive line also looked like dog shit. The secondary looked horrible still. This might be a bad year for me, man.
It might be a bad year for you in your first year as a Cowboys fan. That would stink.
I'll admit, what I was saying was no one listened to you on your Jake Paul bet. Because you're just a fucking hype boy, and whether you thought he was going to lose by a billion or win, you would have still said, God, take fucking Jake Paul, dude.
Yeah, but I also did take him by decision at plus 1,000, and that was not because of that. It was a plus 1,000 bet. It still hit.
Well, no, gambling show. I'm just saying.
Plus 1,000 bet. It hit.
No. We
did.
We congrats. We said congrats. Good fucking call.
Good call. However.
But like when you just run around and say shit like that and say like, God take Cowboys this week. They're the best. And then God take LeBron. You're the best.
He's the best. It's tough. You know, you can't always.
You're the boy that cried wolf, dude.
Well, I also kind of just never really grew up with a team. I'm just, my experience of fandom is only betting on it. So I don't really know what else to do here.
Okay. That's understandable.
Honestly.
That's understandable. College football this weekend, UCLA did look great. I did. Connor texted me because I want to take a dog. I'm going to take Hawaii. And I said, don't do that.
Yeah.
UCLA will run the ball all over Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. That was your verbatim. Hey,
happened.
Don't do that. And then I did and lost. But Illinois, I took the money line, which saved me there.
UConn got dog walked by Fresno.
Yeah, and my thought process there was I hate UConn, so because I hate UConn, they're going to win to spite me. And turns out they lost to make me hate them even more after I bet on them.
I would not advise on betting on UConn or New Mexico State this year.
Ever.
Those are two very, very, very bad teams. We do have college football on Thursday. We'll get to that. I got a college football guy coming on tomorrow.
Here we go.
So we'll get to some college football tomorrow. Early looks on Thursday for me. I know Mitt likes the first game on Thursday is Temple versus Rutgers.
Got
it. Rutgers is favored by 14.
Yeah.
Mitt said he's taking Temple just because he hates Rutgers. And that's kind of a hype boy thing.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Shanahan's got his guys in there.
Shanahan year two.
Yeah, year two.
20 returning starters, 11 on offense.
Damn. And Temple lost a lot of guys, didn't they?
Temple had a weird, weird year last year. They're not a team that I'm going to bet on. They lost their quarterback. Rutgers, like I said, brings back 11, so they obviously have their entire offense.
But yeah. Tony, guess who's the starting quarterback for Temple now? Rial Mitchell, a guy who was on QB1, the Netflix show, has a great social media presence, is athletic, can run.
See, like, this is what we're talking about.
This is a hype
you
boy.
Saying this, you couldn't be more hype boy saying this.
This is a hype boy promo by you right now, Mitt.
Yeah, and it's probably going to hit. I mean, it's plus 14 and a half. All he has to do is keep within two touchdowns. If you're really feeling it like I am, plus 470, money line, Temple, lock it in. Rutgers stinks. It's college football. They'll be back to stinking.
I'm not going
to
touch that game, but I'm not definitely not fucking taking Temple. I'd go Rutgers if I had to lean that way.
I'm going
to
take Shishiano, man. I might go under just because both these teams are gritty. Is there any thought on Jacksonville State against UAB?
So I didn't look at any of the ones where it's non football bowl series.
Yes.
Because Jacksonville State, I believe, is one double A, yeah. Maybe.
I'm not sure.
So I didn't look at Jacksonville State. I looked at Boise State UCF, okay, is also that day. UCF, ooh, I believe, was number one in yards per game last year. And they've got a lot of people. The only thing is fucking Gussie Malzahn comes over from Auburn.
He's the head coach of Boise State?
No, he's the head coach of UCF
now. Ooh. Do they still have the Milton kid?
Yes.
No. So he actually, Dylan Gabriel.
Yes.
Who beat him out?
Milton's actually at Florida State, if I'm not correct.
So wow. Dylan Gabriel actually is a young kid who is Mackenzie Milton's like childhood like Mac friend Milton or whatever. And
they would throw together?
Yeah, they would like Mackenzie Milton like basically like taught him everything, and then he came and then started
young Padawan.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Both Boise and UCF have new coaches, but Malzahn is an actual, not a new coach. The dude from Boise has never been a head coach before.
Ooh, okay. So I'm definitely taking UCF then.
I think so.
One score.
I hate going against Boise though.
And who's Boise State's starting quarterback, Tony?
I just had it up.
Like, does he stink or is he good?
Hold on, let me pull it up, Mitt.
I mean, it feels like either way, this UCF guy is new. So even if he is a new guy for Boise State, then
This UCF kid played last year.
Oh, he was the kid that filled in after Mackenzie Milton got hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah, balled out. He benched some other kid, balled out, and then Mackenzie Milton was like, yo, this is your team, I'm going to transfer, and then headed to Florida State.
Drew Brees. He did the... This is your team? Yeah. To the kid?
Yeah, he was like, okay, this is your team now.
UCF minus 5.5. Lock that in. What about App here. State, dude?
Logan Bonner is his name.
Matt Bonner's son.
I think. Or no, sorry, that's the wrong team.
Okay. There's a lot of games on Thursday. Jesus. Ohio State's playing on Thursday. Ohio State!
Yeah,
Minnesota Gophers, they kind of still stink, right? Fleck lost it.
So, yeah, they were terrible last year. I took them as a long shot to win the West in the Big 12 because they have 22 returning starters, I believe. Oh. They returned their entire team.
Jesus.
They're the number one returning team. So, and 2 years ago, they won the West Division. So, maybe that COVID year was a down year, so but I'm not taking them against Ohio State. I'm just gonna watch that one.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Bowling Green and Tennessee, both of those teams I will be fading this year.
Too massive. I mean, that's ridiculous. 35.5.
But not together.
Yeah, Connor, you brought up the Appalachian State, and they have a transfer quarterback, Chase Bryce. He used to go to Clemson, and then I bet on him when he was at Duke last year a couple times. He lost me a lot of money, so we're fading App State a lot this year.
I don't East hate Carolina, that pick, man.
Plus 10.5.
The Pirates?
He's got 20 returning starters. Okay.
Give me this.
But yeah, I don't have any real picks
at the moment.
For Thursday.
I mean, I'm definitely taking... I'm on UCF in East Carolina.
I might fucking tease Rutgers, NC State.
Down?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. NC State's got a squad this year?
Yeah, they do. I like them this year, actually.
Boys are barking.
USF had a tough 1-8 year last year. It's their... Because they had a new coach last year. He's the OC for a long time for 4 years, I think, at Clemson.
Ooh.
And obviously, he came in right before COVID, so that's a tough situation. So it's his second year. USF will probably be a little bit better, but I like NC State.
I love this UCF-ECU parlay. I'm in it. I'm doing it. Fuck it.
Which one?
UCF spread, ECU spread.
Okay.
Pirates and the UCF.
Mitt talked to Knights. Just remind Knights. You that Mitt talked you into that. Eastern Carolina one.
Yeah, well, Mitt just won goddamn $2,000 last night.
He did.
You might be a boxing sharp. You ever think of that?
He absolutely did.
You know what? That was my first time betting on a boxing match, so I'm 2-0.
think about that.
Let's get these baseball picks out of the way since we won't dive into them too much today. I do have Gumpy's picks.
Here we go.
Big Jack, what do you got?
Well, first of all, I want to say, Tony, do not take UCLA to win the Pac-12. Take Oregon if you're going to take anybody.
Oh, Jackson, how you doing, buddy?
Wow.
Oh, Jackson, you're an Oregon fan.
Yes, of course. I live like 2 minutes away from the stadium.
Oh, you're from Eugene? Let's Jackson, go. Are you getting
quack.
Are you getting recruited by Oregon yet?
No, not yet.
How's football practice going?
First day full pads today.
Oh, bring the juice, dude.
Yeah, bring the juice. Low man wins. You know that, right?
Jackson, what do you play on defense?
Free safety.
Yeah, beast.
Come on, dude. Free safety tight end, right, Jackson?
Headhunter.
Yeah, free safety tight end last year.
And like his last show, he said he's 6'4", 220 right now, 13 years old.
So. No way.
Yeah.
This kid's a beast.
Yeah, with Jackson.
How do we bet on a futures for him being a full scally kid to the Ducks?
Good question.
Set the lines, FanDuel. Hey,
the Ducks defense, though, is going to be legit this year, right, Jackson?
Thibodeau?
Yes, we're very good. We have Noah Sewell, Justin Flo, Kayvon Thibodeau.
Hey, is Noah Sewell Penny's little brother?
Yes, he is, and he's massive.
I know, he's a large linebacker.
Who's the middle linebacker who got hurt last year who was a true freshman, who's an absolute weapon? That's
Justin
Sewell?
Absolutely built.
Okay. Yeah, that dude's Jackson. An animal. That kid started as a freshman last year.
Who's Oregon got this opening week? Do they have anybody? I can't remember.
Yeah, we have Fresno State.
Oh, are you worried that Fresno, you know, got a game under their belt? Look good?
No.
Hey, fucking sorry, Jackson.
They're 20.5-point favorites.
Hey, are you a big? Hey, once football starts, are you gonna call in with football stuff or?
I'm in school, but I'm gonna try to. Yeah.
Okay. Respect. No, you're right. That's on me. That's my bad. Hey, man, school's more important.
Yeah, go to school. Stay in class.
What do you got for baseball tonight?
Phillies -1.5.
Phillies -1.5.
Yeah.
You're not worried about Wheeler's stunk as of late?
No, I think he's going to come back tonight. He's going to do pretty good. And okay. The Nationals offense can't help it hit him.
Thank you, Big Jackson.
The Nats?
Okay, so Jackson likes the Phillies.
Okay.
Guess who else is taking the Phillies tonight?
Bubba?
Bubba Gumpino.
Okay, so Phillies all day.
Gumpy's on the Phillies.
Hammer that.
I am not touching that game.
I'm taking the Phillies then.
For that, I'm not taking it because, as I said, Wheeler, who is going for the Phillies tonight, has not been good at it.
And Tony, to clarify, before we're placing any bets, these are first fives, right?
Yes, obviously, Gumpy has Phillies first five.
Okay.
Wheeler has given up 5, 6, and 4 in his last three outings. So
bounce back game.
Gumpy's a big bounce back guy, so I assume that's what he's thinking there. I love talking to Jackson. That kid's just a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, is that your first chance? I mean, he's the future. He's
13 years old.
That's the future of gambling there. And Oregon Duck football, clearly.
I can't wait. You know, let's say 10 years. What is he going to be? 23? Maybe he's too young then.
He'll be a first-round pick.
He's 12 right now.
Maybe. So, like, 12 years from now.
Be getting drafted.
Maybe. But I'm saying, like, if he wants to take over this job.
Come on down.
Come on in. There's one more baseball call. There it is. Big LaVon.
Here we go.
Hey, Hammer Don, boys.
Hammer Don.
And T's and P's, Gumpy. Shout out Gump. And these two bets, I call the Gumpy special. He taught me all year. You see Giants +0.5, first five, take it. Flexin +0.5, first five, take it.
Thank you, Big LaVon. Mick, can you zoom in on this?
What was the second one? Does he have that exactly? Wow.
He just called in with the Gumpy special, and as you can see at the bottom here, for Gumpy's picks tonight, Giants first five +0.5, Flexin first five +0.5. The boys know. Gumpy doesn't have to be here. The listeners know what Gumpy was going with tonight.
Let's go.
And if you see the Giants first five +0.5, Gumpy's going to be on it. And if you see Flex in first five +0.5, Gumpy is going to be on it. Gumpy's other pick tonight was Reds first half result.
Oh, what? So that's money line?
Yes. Pretty much. No.
Oh, they're minus.
Its result is they can't be tied. They have to be winning. So it's basically minus a half.
Ah.
And the Reds is Luis Castillo versus John Lester. So, Gumpy's picks. Reds, first half result. Phillies, first five, money line. Giants, first five, plus a half. Flexin, first five, plus a half.
Here we go. I'm jumping on them all.
I love that the people knew where Gumpy was going tonight. I'm also on Flexin, first five, plus a half.
Let's go.
It's just, it's been the most automatic moneymaker of the season. I also got the Dodgers first five minus a half.
Ooh.
They are going against the Braves. Drew Smiley, Julio Urias, I like a lot more. And then I got two first inning draws.
Okay.
Brewers versus Giants, the game that we just talked about. Mm-hmm. Corbin Burns and Johnny Cueto, both good pitchers. I'm hoping they can get out of the first inning with no runs. And then first inning draw between the Padres and D-backs.
Damn.
That one worries me a little bit, but we're going to try it.
Okay. Let's do it.
Hey, thank you.
Oh, yeah, I'm all about the MLB betting. I don't know shit except
you know Sox
in the World Series. Yeah,
you know Sox.
Of course, yeah. JD Martinez saved the run line on Saturday night with a little Oppo Bombo.
Okay. Want to take some more calls?
Hell yeah.
Okay, let's see here. College pick. Oh, we got a bunch of college football.
Okay, I will say the one very good bet that I liked from looking at last night is you can get Packers, Bucks, Chiefs at plus 250 to win the divisions. Packers, Bucks,
Chiefs. All parlayed.
Parlayed, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it on Pat's show the one time, I think.
Uh-huh, the divisions, yeah.
Packers, Bucks, Chiefs. Because I said, which one of those don't you feel the most confident about? And I think it was the Colts maybe. I said, take that out.
Yeah.
Packers, Bucks, Chiefs.
Plus 250.
Not bad.
Get in on it.
Not bad. Big Mike from Houston, what do you got?
Hey, how's it going? Hammer down.
Hammer down.
Hey, I want to say appreciate it, Tone, for that UTF bet. Hammer the first half, yep. And, you know, they covered, so appreciate that.
No problem.
Bet. But I want to call this pick the Faye Jackson pick. I'm looking at this Fresno State-Oregon line, and 20 points for Fresno, and that is a bunch for them, you know, just smacking around UConn.
Hey, you go against Jackson at your own accord.
That is a rule. That is a rule on this show.
At appointment.
Oh, no. Oh, no, we're good. I think. Did I exit out of the phone calls?
Team viewer.
All right, so we've talked about that game already today.
It's a massive line.
It is 20 and a half. Oregon has a new starting quarterback, but they're good on both lines. They got 10 returning starters on offense, except for the quarterback. Home seven opener. On defense. Supposed to be home opener. Supposed to be a good defense. They were 13th in offense last year. Fresno is not a bad team. I will say that.
I mean, they just
don't match up.
And Oregon's supposed to be like a top team this year, right?
They don't match up well. Like what Fresno does well is they were 16th in the nation in yards per pass. Okay.
Okay.
Oregon's 23rd was 23rd last year in defending the pass. So that's something that Oregon fucking does well. Mm-hmm. Fresno doesn't run the ball. They also don't stop the run. Oregon, normally pretty fucking good running team.
Runs, yeah.
I'll probably just stay away.
I'll probably end up taking the Ducks just because, like, after seeing that Illinois home opener, like, those people are ready to be back in those teams. And Oregon, I feel like, is a pretty passionate fan base. Three scores is a lot, but this is Oregon. They still run the running
game. Oh, yeah.
I'll jump on Oregon.
I still want to take a team that hasn't played yet versus a team that already has.
With that many points. I mean, you forget.
Quite a few points.
I feel like we've been looking at NFL lines, but after you look at those college lines, it's Jesus. Three touchdowns as a cover? Come on.
But they did this weekend.
Yeah. A lot of them. A lot of
Fresno. UCLA. And UTEP.
UTEP.
Yeah. UTEP was 10, but Big Colin, what do you got?
What's going on, boys? Hammer down. Wednesday night, Jacksonville State versus UAB. I know you guys mentioned it earlier. Last year, UAB was number 9 in opponent yards per game and number 15 in opponent points per game. Offense not great, 50s, 70s ranking.
Uh-huh.
9 players on defense returning to start.
Ooh.
Can that persuade you to take under 47.5? Thank you.
Ooh. Thank you, Big Colin.
Okay, I see. I like that pick much better than Jacksonville State money line, especially after their defense is unbelievable.
Oh, UAB?
Yeah.
Is that who he's talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't have that matchup on my screen, but I do definitely have UAB fucking
Wednesday night. Yeah,
UAB pretty good last year.
Pretty good on defense, huh?
Eighth in the country as far as yards per play. They were 38th on offense yards per play.
That's not bad.
No, they're
dude,
fourth in yards per pass given up, 38th in yards per run given up. They do return 9 starters from that defense.
So definitely taking the under.
UAB, decent little team here. Okay. This year. Here what we was go. What was the line on that?
14.5, I think. So that's pretty massive. I don't know if I'll parlay it with the spread, but if the under feels like the move here.
They're not terrible on offense either.
Oh, so maybe not. I feel like Prime might have the boys going. That's why I wanted to take Jacksonville State. It'll be
interesting to see what Prime has done with the boys.
Yeah.
I'll probably just watch that one.
Just don't want to mess up, you know, the week's juju going into Wednesday night game. Yeah, I hear you. I'll probably stay away, especially because of that parlay I just remembered I had. Stay away.
Big Patrick, what do you got?
Hey, hammer down.
Hammer down.
I got two plays for you, Tone, Mr. Tone Unders. I like Boise State, kind of a homer pick, UCF, under 68.5.
Okay.
And I like Louisville versus Ole Miss, under 75.5. Week one, I feel like they're not going to get that high. Hammer down, T's and P's to Gump. Have a good one,
thank you, Big Patrick.
T's and P's.
All right, so over-under. Every single four, unders were 4-0 this weekend. Week one of college football. Heard Lombardi talking about it, who will be on for football season. Thank you, Lombo.
Here we go, Lombo.
Probably just because these kids just haven't had a chance to play against anyone yet. So a lot of unders, sloppy offense, defense is better earlier in the season. Who did he say Louisville's playing? Because that's a lot of high-scoring teams.
Louisville, what time's the game? Friday night?
No, I think that one might actually be a Sun.
Oh, is that the Sunday game? Oh, yeah, I feel like Louisville.
No, Notre Dame and Florida State are later.
I'm searching. There's Louisville, Ole Miss.
Ole Miss is
September 6th.
Ole Miss is quite the offense.
Yeah, Lane Kiffin's got his dogs in there too. The over is 75.5.
Okay, so here's what we're looking at as far as stats for that game. Ole Miss had the 10th ranked offense last year. Louisville had the 20th. And their defense. Ole Miss was 115th in defense. Louisville was 70th. So. They're both going to – I'm not taking the under in an Ole Miss game probably this year.
No way. I'll take that over 75.5 because Louisville also runs and guns and gets in, you know, hurry-up offense, right? Spread it out.
They run it. Both of these teams run it, but they both move quickly.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's put the clock stopping on first downs. You got to take the over 75.5. So, man, college football is so back seeing an over-under like that. It's awesome.
Ole Miss also has a Heisman favorite quarterback in fucking Matt Corral.
Really?
Yes.
He's a guy.
Oh, yeah. Big guy. We had a caller call in last week to maybe put in a Heisman bet for him. He is the fourth best odds at plus 1,400.
Damn.
I just don't think Ole Miss is going to win enough games to get a Heisman.
Yeah, that's absurd. And I just kind of scrolled over. How is Bama plus 200 to win the national championship?
Just because new quarterback, they lost the Heisman, and your fucking jersey, the guy you're wearing.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's so low. Like how?
Oh, you're saying it should be.
Like how is the chance?
Trust
like
me, they only have four returning stars on offense.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the jersey that he's wearing also only started 1 year there, and he won a national championship.
Yeah, he also had the most accurate season in college football history, but you know, I see what you're saying, man.
But also meant his 1 year, they didn't also lose a fuck ton of, like...
O-linemen.
But they, yeah. I mean, they did lose technically O-line. Their two best receivers the year before. Like, it seems like they just rotate guys in and out. It's five-star after five-star. Who did they lose? Ruggs and Judy.
Yeah, and then Waddle and Devontae Smith also both went top 15.
But yeah, you knew who Waddle and Devontae were.
Yeah, that photo from that year, 2 years before, when it was Ruggs, Judy, Devontae Smith, and Waddle, just like walking out to the field, so sick.
Plus, Billy O'Stooge is new OC, so we'll see how that goes.
True. I think I am going to take the Miami plus 18.5.
It's going to be a sweat.
Yeah.
It could be 14-0 with like 2 minutes left in the first quarter.
You know I'm on Miami plus 18.5. I got him at plus 20, Tony. Let's go.
What? Good for you, Mitt. That's a good bet, Mitt. By you.
Have you taken anything week one of NFL yet?
I have not. I've really just been trying to wait for you guys to dive more into it. Yeah. I know the Brownies-Chiefs game, I think I'm going to take the over in that, strictly because I don't want to pick either side. The Bills-Steelers game, I'm probably going to stay away from. Definitely taking Bucks minus 7.5. Dak coming back after that leg injury, that's definitely going to be the pick the first week. Especially because the Cowboys secondary still isn't like top tier by any means in the Bucs home opener.
Have the Patriots done well in this?
Well, so I was just going to say, after the, you remember the Alex Smith, Kareem Hunt breakout game, after the 2016 Super Bowl, I believe, they got diced by the Chiefs. They lost by, I think, 2 scores. So they don't do great. But I just think because of the Dak injury, because of how the Bucs, you know, towards the end of the season last year, were like, we're only getting better here. We're only getting better. Now they have a full training camp, better grasp of the playbook. It's Brady's second year there. I feel like they're just going to come out flying. So I feel as though 7.5 is what I'm going to go in that one. Jets-Panthers, I think I'm going to go over there. And I'm leaning towards Panthers 4.5. Darnold revenge game. I get Zach Wilson, but whatever.
I'm looking. I love the Rams minus the 7 against the Bears. It's a lot, but I love it. Packers at New Orleans.
Yeah.
Me.
I feel like that's a tough one.
I think I'm going to take the Browns plus the 6. If you told me Mac was starting tomorrow, I'd take the Patriots right now.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Patriots no matter what.
Do you have to take the Seahawks minus the 2.5 just because of everything that's going on with the Colts?
Yeah, I think so. And because if Seattle, because of that division, all those teams, Seattle, the Niners, the Rams, and the
Cardinals,
they all have to come out on fire because of how good that division is going to be.
Yep.
I don't feel comfortable doing Rams by 7, but I feel more
I don't think Andy's going to score. I just don't think Andy's going to score.
Yeah, I feel more comfortable with the under than anything, just in case. Ravens, I don't know, but also because the Raiders come out hot in the beginning of the season every goddamn year.
Every year. Gruden's very good in the beginning of the year.
But I do think, to your point, I think the Packers at 3, you got to take. Watching the Giants yesterday, I think Broncos 2.5, absolutely going to take that.
Teddy, when Gumby gets back, Gumby will have his fucking, his nukes.
Is the full, yeah.
Teddy is a very good ATS quarterback.
Yeah, and
Teddy covers.
I am a sucker. I'm an absolute sucker for the Vikings, but I'm still gonna ride. I think the Vikings are an every other year team, and at minus 4,
this would be a good year for them.
Exactly, and even though the past 2 years they've stunk, even though 4 is kind of an odd number, especially with the whole teams win by field goals, goddamn every week, whenever it's a 4-point spread, I don't trust the Bengals. I'm not going to trust the Bengals until we're 6 weeks into this thing and we know if Joey Burrow is back and if Ja'Marr Chase can catch an NFL football. Like, legit, it's just you can't trust it. And, of course, I'm no questions about it taking the football team against the Chargers.
Okay. All right, good to know.
Have to. And I'm with you on the Niners.
Okay.
The Lions fucking suck.
Yes. We'll explore more of those next week as we get closer.
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you for filling in today.
Hey, anytime. Thanks for having me.
Good man.
Hey, I love it in here. I'll most likely be back tomorrow.
Yeah, you will.
Knock on wood. Test negative. Keep testing negative.
Okay, keep testing negative.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening and watching. Football's here, babe.
Let's go. No more preseason. We're done with that shit.
We're
NFL
back.
Football.
We're back to when Hammered Down started. Obviously, I think 2 days a week maybe for Lombo is what he's going to be.
Nice,
here.
Okay.
Probably Monday and Friday if I had to guess, just to cover the football.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to try to get on Wednesdays now that golf's over to take Cupmaker's spot.
Ooh.
And college football guests every Wednesday because, you know, that's when the NFL news guy dies down there in the middle of the week.
Thursday college football games.
Yeah.
End of the weekend.
It's going to be a good fall.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's gonna be I'm definitely going to have a pick every week, no matter what.
I know you are. You're still undefeated, right?
At least. Well, the Giants kind of fucked me, but hey, that record's out the door. That record's out the door. Now, the preseason record's gone. That's the preseason hammer down record. Now we're going for the real NFL records.
Did the UFC boost hit, Mitt?
Yeah, dude, it always hits. What do you mean?
It didn't, because I took it.
No way.
Unfortunately.
Dude, damn it, Connor.
Edson Barboza, or whatever the hell his name is, did not win by KO. He actually got
KO'd. Damn it.
Bullshit.
Fuck, man. That's the first time that's first fucking time it's ever lost.
Son of a bitch.
I think that's it. I think we're good. We'll be back tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
Good luck. God bless. Hammer.
Done.